Ever wish you had like a personal roadmap for upping your leadership game? Well, today we're diving into a reading list curated by none other than Colin Howes.
Yeah, and this isn't just any list, you know. This is like the all-star team of books for aspiring NEDs, coaches, and advisors, the kind of books that you keep going back to again and again.
And we're going to unpack the highlights, the real game changers from Colin's picks. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I think it's worth clarifying, what exactly are we talking about when we say NED?
Right. So NED stands for non-executive director. Think of it like you've got a ship, right? And the NEDs, they're like the experienced navigators helping the captain chart the course. They're not involved in the day-to-day sailing, but they bring this crucial outside perspective and experience to the table.
Okay, I'm loving this analogy. Keep going.
So they're there to offer guidance, ask the tough questions, and make sure the ship is heading in the right direction. They hold the leadership team accountable, but they're not steering the ship themselves.
Gotcha. So it's about providing that big picture strategic oversight.
Exactly. Now, Colin's reading list is neatly divided into three sections. First, we'll delve into building a rock-solid foundation as an NED. Then we'll move into mastering the art of coaching for maximum impact. And finally, we'll explore the skills needed to become a trusted advisor.
Three areas that are super relevant, whether you're, you know, just starting out or you're already a seasoned leader. So let's kick things off with the NED track. Colin starts strong with a book that doesn't pull any punches. The Independent Director.
And it's called that for a reason. This book really digs deep into what it means to be an effective NED. It's not just about, you know, showing up to meetings. It's about understanding the weight of your responsibilities, the legal landscape, and the impact your decisions have on the company.
Especially now, right? Mm-hmm. It seems like every other day there's a new corporate scandal or a boardroom shakeup making headlines.
Oh, absolutely. The stakes have never been higher, and the Independent Director is like your essential guidebook, making sure you're not just occupying a seat at the table, but that you're prepared to ask the tough questions and make a real difference.
And speaking of making a difference, you know, Colin doesn't just drop you off at the boardroom door with the Independent Director. He wants aspiring NEDs to really grasp the nuances, the dynamics at play, and for that, he recommends Boards That Lead.
Yeah, this is where things get really interesting. This book, it's like a deep dive into the push and pull of power and influence within a board. It's not enough to just understand your own role. You got to see the whole chessboard, how the board, the CEO, the exec team, how they all interact.
It's like that saying, right? It's not personal, it's just business. But let's be real, in that boardroom, sometimes it feels like everything is personal.
It absolutely can. And that's what this book gets at. You know, it gets into the nitty-gritty of decision-making, how conflicts get resolved, how you build consensus when you've got all these strong personalities in the room.
So it's like a practical guide to navigating those choppy waters.
Exactly. And it uses real-world examples, which I always appreciate. It shows you how this stuff plays out in high-stakes situations so you can learn from other people's experiences.
Okay, so the Independent Director and Boards That Lead, those are going straight on my reading list.
Hmm.
But let's shift gears a bit. What about those who are passionate about, you know, guiding and developing others, the coaches and mentors in the making?
Yeah. Colin, he clearly put a lot of thought into this section. He's a big believer in that hands-on, practical approach to coaching. You know, not just theory, but actually getting in there and making it happen.
And he kicks it off with a book that's practically the mantra these days, The Coaching Habit. Have you had a chance to dig into this one?
Oh, have I? It's one of those books, honestly, I recommend it to everyone, no matter what they do for a living. The beauty of this book is that it throws out that old school idea of, you know, the coach as the expert who has all the answers.
Right, right.
Instead, it's all about asking the right questions. Questions that help people unlock those aha moments and find solutions from within.
I love that. It's about empowering people to find their own answers, not just handing them a prepackaged solution.
Exactly. And it gives you like really simple but effective ways to weave these powerful questions into your everyday conversations.
Okay, give me an example. What's one of those questions?
Oh, one that stuck with me was the AWE question stands for, and what else?
And what else?
Yeah, sounds almost too simple, right? But you'd be amazed how often just asking that one extra question can uncover hidden layers, like mm-hmm. new perspectives that you wouldn't have even thought about otherwise. It just keeps the conversation flowing and opens up new possibilities.
I may have to try that one out. Now, if the coaching habit is about mastering the art of asking the right questions, then Colin's next pick Coaching for performance. This is like the ultimate coaching toolbox. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's a classic for a reason. It's full of practical models and frameworks that are like the bread and butter of coaching. If you're serious about leveling up your coaching game, this book is essential reading. It's like having a seasoned coach right there with you, guiding you every step of the way.
And I'd be remiss if we didn't mention the GRO double model.
Yeah.
For those who haven't encountered it yet.
The GROW model, it stands for Goals, Reality, Options, and Way Forward. And it's basically a roadmap for structuring coaching conversations.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You break down complex challenges into manageable chunks. You explore different options with the person you're coaching. And then, most importantly, you help them create a clear plan of action. It brings structure and clarity to what can sometimes feel like, you know, a jumbled mess.
Structure and clarity are definitely key, whether you're a newbie coach or you've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about NEDs, we've talked about coaching, but there's another crucial role Colin tackles in his reading list, the advisor. So imagine this, you're in the room with a leader, they're looking to you for guidance. What's it take to be that voice they really, truly rely on?
Yeah, it's more than just having the right answers, isn't it? Colin gets at this in his pick, The Trusted Advisor. It's all about trust. You can have all the expertise in the world, but if you haven't built that foundation of trust, your advice just, it won't land the same way.
Makes sense. Like that saying, people might not remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And if you feel truly heard by your advisor, that's huge.
Huge. And that feeling, that's what opens the door for real impactful change. This book, it breaks down like the core pillars of building that trust. One that really hit home for me was this idea of generosity of spirit.
Generosity of spirit. Okay.
Yeah. It's about coming to every interaction with a genuine desire to help. No ego, no hidden agenda, just 100% focus on the other person's success.
Okay, so you've got that trust, you're coming from the right place. What's next? How do you make sure you're actually giving good advice, advice that gets results?
Well, that's where Colin's next pick comes in. Measure what matters. This one dives into OKRs, objectives, and key results. It's a framework that's been embraced by like Google, all the big players.
Okay, so break it down for us. What are OKRs and how do they fit into this advisor role?
So basically, it's about setting ambitious but achievable goals, right? But then you go a step further and you define the measurable results that'll show you're actually making progress towards those goals. So as an advisor, you're helping your clients figure out, okay, what are the big things we're going for? And then what are the concrete milestones that'll tell us we're on the right track?
So it's like creating a roadmap together and everyone's crystal clear on the destination and how they're going to get there.
Exactly. It keeps everyone on the same page, focused on the things that really move the needle. Now, we've covered a lot of ground here today, but there are a few more books from Colin's list that I think are worth mentioning. These are the ones that apply across the board, pun intended, no matter what your leadership role might be.
The Universal Truths. Okay, hit me.
All right. So one that stood out was The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. Honestly, I judged this book by its cover a little. I saw a business fable and I thought, really? But let me tell you.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Right. This book, it's brilliant. It sneaks in all these powerful lessons on teamwork, communication, vulnerability, all disguised in this really engaging story.
It's like the spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down.
Exactly. And it makes it stick. You finish that book and you're like ready to tackle any team dysfunction that comes your way.
Okay, last but not least, we've got to talk about essentialism, the disciplined pursuit of less. This one's all about saying no to the non-essential.
Easier said than done in today's world, right?
Oh, tell me about it. We're bombarded with information, requests, opportunities. It's easy to feel like you have to say yes to everything. But this book, it's a good reminder that we can't do it all, and trying to only leads to burnout. Instead, it's about figuring out what truly matters to you, what your unique strengths are, and focusing your energy on those things. And that's a powerful message for anyone, but especially for leaders. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Colin's reading list, it's clear there's something here for everyone, no matter where you are on your leadership journey. Whether you're just dipping your toes into the world of NEDs, you're a seasoned coach, or you're looking to become a more trusted advisor, these books offer invaluable insights and practical advice that you can put to use right away.
Absolutely. And the best part is it doesn't end here. This list, it's a springboard. It sparked so many ideas, and I'm already thinking about the next book I want to pick up.
Same here. So to our listeners, we want to hear from you. If you could ask Colin for one more recommendation, what area would you want him to point you in? What are you curious about? Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep into the things that matter most to you.